Well, the rich agricultural region around Bundaberg is known as Queensland's salad bowl. Everything from sugar cane to blueberries and citrus to macadamia nuts comes out of the Wide Bay Burnett region. But the floods have taken a toll on the farmers as well. After seeing the damage today, one lobby group says it will petition all levels of government to increase the amount of money that farmers can claim in exceptional circumstances. PM's Martin Cudahy filed this story from an orchard just outside Gingin.
Away from the city, it's not just homes that have been swamped. A generator is keeping power on at Abbotsleigh Citrus. Here, the McMahon family grow lemons, mandarins, oranges and blueberries on the banks of the Burnett River.
The river does a horseshoe around our property, and so the river's cut across the bulk of the farm and the bulk of the orchard.
Michael McMahon says the family business has been hit hard.
It's been through our workshops, our offices, and my house, and it's taken a few trees along the way as well.
How many trees and how many canes have been ruined?
We haven't done a full assessment yet because it's still hard to get around the whole property, but we're sort of thinking that we might lose 10,000 trees or something to that effect.
And it's not just horticulture. Sugarcane growers Peter McLennan and Danny Tobin have had entire paddocks wiped out.
There's two real issues. Anywhere where there was running water, it's literally just washed the stool, broken it off, washed washout sewer, just totally destroyed it. And unfortunately, anywhere where there was still water, it's deposited whole heaps of silt down inside the heart of the cane. And it's too early to say yet, but I think a big percentage of that's going to die as well.
It's a pretty personal question, but can I ask you how much money you would have put into that crop?
Look, off the top of my head, it'd be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Very similar. My main issue would be my irrigation infrastructure. It's all the switchboards are virtually washed away, and some severe erosion that's really done a lot of damage, like 100 tonnes of soil just being washed down over the top of other cane, and also backwater with silt and, cane washed down, so...
About 15 growers attended a hastily convened meeting in a shed this morning with the Chief Executive of Cane Growers Australia, Steve Greenwood. The state of the crops has shocked him.
So far I've been down to Maryborough, had a good look around there, and I've just had a good look around the whole Childers area. From what I've seen, there are a number of farms that have just totally been under, and all the farms have gone under. It's not a good look for some of these farmers, and I think for some of them it's going to be a big struggle. And I think, unfortunately, what we're going to see is some of these growers, this will be the final straw, which is obviously not a good thing for our industry and definitely not a good thing for those growers.
When you say the final straw, what do you mean?
Well, in 2011, they were hit with substantial flooding from all the wet weather we received then. Only 2 years later, they've been hit again. And I think for a number of them, this has been it, because it follows, 10 years of pretty poor world prices. Those prices are improving now, but you need cane to actually take advantage of those prices.
So do you think that'll be it? They'll quit farming?
I think some of them will.
And he wants the government to increase the amount of money farmers can claim as exceptional circumstances relief.
From what I've seen now, that $25,000 is not going to go far. The amount of destruction to not only the cane crop, but also to infrastructure, is far and above $25,000. So I think what we need to see from government, both Commonwealth and state level, is a serious reassessment of that amount of money, and I think they're going to have to, for some of these growers, there's going to have to be a greater contribution.
You want the government to increase the funding?
I want the government to increase the funding for those growers where there has been a massive impact.
But the McMahons are optimists and expect to be able to pick most of their fruit. Family friend and former Howard Government Minister Mal Brough is on his way up to help with the clean-up. And when the power gets reconnected, more than 75 locals will get their jobs back.
So when we start, we'll have 40 or 50 pickers there. We've got the guys on the farm that turn up every day. There's 15 to 20 of them. And then we've got the people in the packing shed, so there's another 25 to 30 staff there. So there's a lot of people that count on this place in the local community.
That's Michael McMahon ending that report by Martin Cudahy.